فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر. Is anyone who was sick or a traveler, he has to repeat that days if he want to eat. So now, related to our questions, the doctor gave you tablets to take it through the mouth, you're breaking your fast and you have to repeat that day. But you tell the doctor, I'm fasting and I want to keep my fasting valid. Then the doctor, he prescribed to you injections to inject you with medicine. An injection could be in the veins or injection could be in the muscles. In both of the case, if this is the medicine and the doctor, he need you to take it because you wake up in that day suffering or infections, pain, whatever is, and he injected you, your fasting is still valid. You don't have any problem if they inject you by injection with medicine. If you want to eat, there is no blame on you. If you are able to fast and you want to complete your day, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala command you, if you are in a serious disease, you have to go and what? Eat. Because Allah command you to keep your body healthy, in a good shape. لا ضرر ولا ضرار. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No harm to receive and no harm to cause the others. Therefore, any kind of disease and you are not able to fast, Allah give you permit to eat. But remember, you have to repeat these days after the month of Ramadan, before the second Ramadan. Clear, my brother? Clear about this. So medicine through injection, which is necessity for you, and you want to continue your day, you feel you are powerful, you feel you are okay, the Sharia tell you go and eat, but you want to continue and continue the day, you could have a valid day of fasting, inshallah ta'ala. That's related to disease. Somebody asthma. He has an asthma. And he need to take spray. It's spray, the ulama consider it is like a gas. When you open your mouth, or you open, you have allergy, and you open your nose, and you drop eye drops on your eyes, ear drops, or any nose drops, or spray for asthma, all of this, the ulama permitted, and you still you have a valid fasting. Even sometime you find a change in your throat to test the medicine in your throat. Even with that, you still you have a valid fasting, unless if you bring like a bomb and this bomb has a liquid and you open your mouth and you find a real liquid goes onto your stomach, you're losing your day. Clear, my brother? You have any comment until now about any all this sickness? Inshallah ta'ala. So you don't have to. Somebody wake up in the morning and he has a pain in his teeth, infection. He ran to the dentist. And the dentist, he made a decision, you have a very bad infection, I will take your teeth off. I will take it out. Yeah, doctor, I'm fasting. Well, I'm going to be close after 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And the iftar is 8 o'clock. The Islamic Sharia doesn't command you to suffer. If the doctor making decision to take your teeth off, go and take it and be careful if anything goes onto your stomach. But to take your teeth off, and blood is gonna come a lot from your teeth. If you are controlling this and you throw up the blood, you still have a valid fasting, inshallah ta'ala. Somebody cut hand, fingers, a lot of blood that came from him. Does he lose his day? The answer is no. You still have a valid. وَكَانَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ يُصَلُّونَ وَيَصُومُونَ بِرَحِيمٍ. When the Muslim, they used to fight in the battle of Badr, while and the battle of Badr happened in the month of Ramadan, some of the Sahaba, they were fasting, and some of them, they got injured, and some of them refused to eat, and the Prophet advised them to eat, but some of them, they continue to fast, and some of them die while they were fasting, subhanallah, to drink from the river of Al-Jannah, and their fasting is valid, walhamdulillah. Related to the perfume, I have a lot of questions came from the people. They told me, a sheikh, I asked my imam, and my imam, he told me, if you put any perfume or any mask or any good smelling, you will lose your day. Subhanallah. Islam want you to be clean, or you want you to be stinks? Clean, ya akhi. But it's proof of Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha wa arda, said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I used to put the mask for him in Ramadan and after Ramadan all the time. He put mask, there's nothing. Some of the imam, as I told you before, be careful. Wallahi, I receive a lot of question, ya akhi. And the people came and they told me, my imam told me, so remember, ya akhi, we don't claim the ilm. I'm a student like you. But we search at least. Every time before I sit in front of you, I have to check what is the Sharia said and what is the ulama said. And my opinion is always a zero. I'm trying to give you all the time the best answer all the time. That's our school in this masjid and every masjid, inshallah ta'ala. They told me, I asked my imam, and then my imam, he told me, if you put any perfume, you're losing your day. If you put any stick, you're losing your day. Who told you that, ya akhi? Who told you that, rahi arhamuk Allah? Another one came, and he told me, I asked my imam, and my imam, he told me, to use the miswak before Zuhr, it's okay. To use the miswak after Zuhr, you're losing your day. Where is the definition came from? Where is this definition came from? Remember, not every imam of the masjid is a scholar, but every scholar is the imam. We have to understand this fact. Some of the imam in the masajid, may Allah reward everyone. May Allah bless every imam. But not every imam is a faqih. Not every imam is a faqih. Some of the imam, alhamdulillah, is a hafiz al-Quran. He knows. But when you ask him for Sharia, he doesn't know. Because he doesn't study the Sharia. He doesn't study the fiqh. Listen for this carefully related to al-miswak. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha, قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يستاك في رمضان وفي غير رمضان. The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to use the miswak in Ramadan and after Ramadan. She did not tell us before Zuhr or after Zuhr. Who made this definition? Allahu Akbar, ya ummat al-Islam. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لولا أن أشق على أمتي لأمرتهم بالمسواك عند كل صلاة. Because I know it will be difficult for my ummah. Other way, I will order them, I will command them to use the miswak at every salah. And here in the while you are fasting, how many salah you do it while you are fasting? Huh? Three salah, Fajr and Zuhr and Asr. Al miswak matyabatun lil fam mardatun lil rab. Al miswak is a purification, is a pure for your mouth, and satisfaction. You deserve that the satisfaction and the blessing of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Who told you not to use it after? Related to this, the brush and the best, most of us we use a brush and a beast. Can I use it while I'm fasting in the month of Ramadan? That is the question. Listen for this carefully, akhi. To use it is not gonna violate your fasting if you are careful and you throw up all the saliva or the juice of the beast which produced has been which it produced from the beast. Because as you know, the beast produce a sweet taste. So it's not gonna violate your fasting, but it's undesirable action. Makruh. Don't use it. It's undesirable. Why? Because it may violate your fasting. So be careful. Replace it with what? Replace it with what? The plain miswak. Don't use and buy the miswak which has a flavored from around the corner. Some of the miswak, they put flavored mint and others. Don't use the one which has a flavored. Use the one which has plain. That's what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a'lam. Sheikh Hassan Kim? Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Salah 9:45? Yes. Inshallah. Traveling. Allah, He give us the permit. Allah, He said, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ. Who are sick or a traveler. فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Repeated in another day before the second Ramadan. طيب. Traveling. Two kind of traveling. Traveling for vacation. And traveling for Sabilillah. I'm visiting my mother back home. I'm going to take this donation and send it to another Muslim in another state or another country. So we have a two different traveling. Traveling to do something serious in Islam or traveling to a vacation. One of us today take his family members and he's going to spend like a week in the month of Ramadan. A week in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has like trees and farm and so and so. And I need to go and spend in this summer with my family vacation while in Ramadan. But I don't tell you to go to California Beach and the Florida Beach. That's totally different. Astaghfirullah, this is not the place for the Muslim. We go in for to spend the time in the cold weather or a nice place closer to the river, closer to the sea, closer to the farm, something like that. If anybody traveler, he has a permit either to eat or to fast. مصداقا لحديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في البخاري ومسلم عن مجموعة من الصحابة. A group from the Sahaba narrated, mean more than one. Among them, Abdullah ibn Umar, رضي الله عنهما. قال كنا نسافر مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فكان منا الصائم ومنا المفطر. وكان لا يعيب بعضنا على بعض على بعض. We used to travel with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some of us fasting and some of us eating. Not fasting. And none one of us used to complain against actually the others. From this hadith, the ulama said clearly, if you are a traveler, vacation or not vacation, and you have a permit to eat, if you want to continue fasting, that's fine. Nobody. Because the man, Khalid ibn Amr al-Aslami in al-Bukhari, one of the companions, radiallahu anhu arda, He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala ya Rasulullah, أَأَصُومُ وَأَنَا مُسَافِرُ Shall I fast while I'm traveling? فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِنْ شِئْتَ صُمْتْ If you want, go and fast. وَإِنْ شِئْتَ أَفْطَرْتْ And if you want, go and eat. It is the rukhsa, it is the permit for the Muslim. But, remember this word, in order to be considered as a traveler, has to be between two cities. You leaving your resident place, you traveling to another city, and the minimum mileage will be from 55 miles and up. 55 miles and up has to be between two cities. So you have right, somebody for example living in New Jersey, and every day in one way I'm talking 55 miles and up for every single one way, for one way, not round trip, 55 miles and up. Somebody came by the bus every day 60 miles. He has a permit to eat in the month of Ramadan or not? Yes. The answer is, but he has to repeat it before the second Ramadan. Maybe somebody like to fast it when the winter come and we see the Maghrib time 4:30, and he like to play game with that. You know that? Wait, man, for the winter time, 4:30, the Maghrib, it's easy, like a piece of cake, right or not? SubhanAllah. Allah, He knows about your condition. But if you want to fast, fast. طيب. The one he came and asked me while we were in 96th Street Masjid last week. He did a lot of big people came and asked me, Ya Sheikh, I'm a taxi cab, I'm a limousine, and sometimes I take my car for 12 hours working, go all around the five boroughs, and I cut more than 55 miles. I am a traveler or not? Yeah. Do you have any answer? Anyone has an answer? Give us a fatwa. You said what? No? Anybody say yes? Yes, because as we say clearly, in order to be, inshallah ta'ala, fasting, in order to be a traveler, you must be, you have intention to leave your own town. To have intention to leave your own town, the resident, and to go the other city for some purposes. For some purposes. Tayyib, related to this, Allah, He give me permit to eat. If I'm a traveler, I'm going to travel 100 mile, 200 mile. طيب, remember, while you are here, for example, you live in Brooklyn. For example, you live where? Wake up with me, arhamukallah. It's very important. Because people doesn't understand this fact. You live in Brooklyn. You go into Virginia. You will be a traveler. If you intend to eat, not to fast, you don't eat in the resident place. You eat after you leave your town. Remember this again. Don't wake up and say, what time you leaving, Akhi? I'm leaving 6 o'clock in the morning. This is after Fajr or before Fajr? After Fajr. So what does the brother say? You know, I'm not going to wake up for Suhoor. Wake me 6 o'clock. And he wake up 6 o'clock. And he start to prepare a nice meal. La. Your breaking your fast will be out of the town. Somebody taking the plane from the Kennedy Airport, going to Guinea, going to Senegal, going to Ghana, to Pakistan, to Bangladesh, in the Kennedy Airport, and he take the plane and he sit down in a plane, and they serve the breakfast at 7 o'clock. and you're going to eat, you intend to eat because you have a permit here, you are a traveler, you don't eat in the Kennedy airport, my brother. You don't eat with the other beer when they offer the iftar, the breakfast in the plane, 7 o'clock in the morning. No, you eating when the plane is start to fly and leave in your own town, leaving New York in general. You got it? Did you understand this fact? You don't eat because maybe something can happen. Maybe you intended to travel 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, and you go while you are in your house, give me my breakfast, and you start to eat your breakfast. You are not fasting. So something happened. It stopped you to travel. What happened? What happened to this day? You will be in penalty. So when you gonna eat and you take the permit as a traveler to eat, when you leave what? When you leave the city. That is the situation. I need you to concentrate, inshallah ta'ala. Tay, related to the traveling. Somebody take the plane going, for example, to Bangladesh. How many hours, yaqi, to go to Bangladesh? How many hours? 18 hours. Tay, I'm taking the plane. And this brother, as we say, you have option to fast or... to fast or what? Or to eat. Because as we agree before, traveler is not in general is eating. Traveler, you could still fasting. Because you're going to say, you know, I'm going to sit in the plane, in the air condition, very comfortable. Why I have to eat? I'm going to fast, inshallah. Because as we clear it, the companion travel with the Prophet ﷺ, some of them fasting, and some of them what? Eating, and none one of them used to complain against the other. We agree about this. I'm gonna come to you. But let me catch this point before I forget. Tayyip, while is 18 hours in the plane, he looked to the window, sun, subhanallah, 14 hours, I'm still not sun. It's happened before to me, wallahi. I'm just gonna tell you this for experience, because the fiqh, you understand. I took the plane from my country, Egypt, and I said, inshallah, I will fast. I took the plane in the night time by the Egyptian time, the country time. It was like here for here, like 7 o'clock in the morning here, 6 o'clock. Then I sit in a plane. And I spent about 14, 15 hours. I looked at the window. I said, the sun, subhanallah. And 15 hours, I'm fasting. And everybody, of course, around me, they serve about 2 meals. And everybody, mashallah, I'm very comfortable. And Sheikh Mustafa, he found his heart became all the way in his feet. Cannot take it anymore, wallahi. Told him, give me the food. So be careful about this. But what we should do in this case, how you solve it, you need to understand your deen. Tayyip, the ulama are divided to different opinions. I'm a traveler, I'm in a plane, I'm going to my country, and I found all the time is sun, and it's almost 14 hours, 15 hours, and it still have the sun. What you should do, how you gonna break you're fasting. People sometime in a place like what? Alaska?
Yes, Alaska.
Alaska, they have 22 hours daytime. How they fast? How they pray? Right. The first solution of from the ulama, and that is the most authentic. Adjust your time based to Ummul Qura. What's Ummul Qura is? What is the Ummul Qura? The mother of all towns. Mecca. Mecca, Ummul Qura. Adjust your time according to Mecca. See what time they start and what time they end their fasting, and go. Even if you look to the window from the plane and you find a daytime and you know the time is up, 14 hours, daytime is still in the plane, eat with them. Second opinion of the ulama, they said to find which city you are closer to, go and ask the pilot where we are here downstairs, who's there. They said, for example, France, for example, Morocco, whatever it is, and eat with them also. Break your fasting, even it will be like 11 hours less than what you fasting in New York, and eat with this town. But the most authentic, as we said before, it is like adjust your time based to the town Mecca, because our destination is where? Our destination the Qibla. Your Qibla where? Mecca, that's your town. Third opinion from the ulama, he said, adjust your time based to your country, the place which you left. I know in New York, the Fajr is 4:30. I'm going to count it. How many hours every day we fast?
13 hours.
So adjust the time. Even if you find the sun is still rise, eat and break your fasting based to your town which you live. Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala a'lam inshaAllah ta'ala. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to help us inshaAllah ta'ala to understand our deen. We are appointed to give you some more detail between the four rak'ah of Taraweeh. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teach us. We leave you to enjoy it with the azan and isha inshaAllah ta'ala.